Set designers should hang out with architects more,
you know?
I think that, you know, that what we really have lost, and it really, we talked about this in other shows, what we really have lost is a synthetic quality that our profession has as the mother of the arts. And I think that one of the great building types that has the most potential for the synthetic benefit of combining humanity and building is the house. And that is really what drove Jeremiah Eck about 30 years ago to create a course at the Harvard Graduate School of Design every summer about houses. And it was packed, and it was packed through recessions and good times and bad times. And architects, by and large, mostly architects, but some homeowners and builders and developers, but mostly architects would come to the course. They would end up all saying, this is, you know, house design is not a stepping stone to doing real buildings. House design is a separate discipline. Designing residences is a unique part of the profession. And that's how the Congress of Residential Architecture came about. Dennis Wedlick, Jeremiah, and I, because Dennis and I would often speak at these things, realized that we had to make a place where residential architects and unlicensed designers and decorators and realtors and builders and anybody involved with residential anything could talk to each other and could essentially make sense of a profession which was viewed as essentially the red-headed stepchild of the architecture world. And I think the success of it is denominated by the fact that we'll have our 7th annual meeting in Phoenix on December 9th in the afternoon. And I think if people go to the website, corearchitecture.org, you'll see some stuff about that. And I would ask all the architects that are house architects listening today, if you want to submit 60 words about the future of residential design and architecture in America, any of you, submit them to Curtis. He will forward them on to me, and we will get them at least electronically published and maybe published in a little book we're going to come up with in November.
Well, you have to send that to Magister Arch, MagisterArch, @gmail.com, or info@heritageradionetwork.com.
Exactly.
And I will get it to Duo. And
or call the show sometime, 718-497-2128. I'm sure you'd love to field that call.
Yeah, absolutely. Once, Jack, you fix the problem that people call
me. Oh, it's fixed.
It's fixed?
It is. We have a new phone. There's a working voicemail.
Yay. 718-497-2128.
That's 718-497-2128.
Cool. I look forward to call-ins. I love people just interrupting me. It just makes life so much more interesting. No, really. I mean, that's what life in the studio is like. Is it not, Duo?
Totally. And you know what? I think the reason why you and I are buddies and share a common vision is that I think that the older I get, and you and I are both pretty old, and we're probably, you're not, 73, I'm 85, something like that?
No, I'm about 102, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you look very good for 102, by the way. I can tell you, the older I get, the more I am turned on and sort of energized by just the synthetic quality that you're talking about. The fact that music and architecture and family structures and the environment and a site and the economy and materials and everything fall within this gigantic umbrella of architecture, to me, is such a turn-on, and it's such a turn-off to see the sort of huge glacial, crushing aesthetic regulators of pretense try to winnow out all of the complexities and synergies into some big white lumpy sculpture blob that then says we have to get rid of all of the energizing parts of our culture that make homes in particular, but any building, richer than just the mental masturbation of an architect.
Let's go out on that. Let's just rag on that. This last week, it was announced that the British Sterling Award, which is the Great Britain's annual award for excellence in architecture, which we here in the United States have no equal to. The Pritzker is not exactly that. It's just sort of like Britain's grand attaboy, named in honor of Jim Sterling, who was a wonderful and great synthesizer of everything. And as I say to my young charges, my mentors and my colleagues, everything counts. And I believe that Jim would have subscribed to that, because for him...
Actually, when I saw him talk at Cornell, it's exactly what he says.
Yes.
Everything counts.
Everything counts. Well, this year, the award went to Zaha Hadid, and it is written, I was not there, but it is written that this announcement, which was staged in a sort of Hollywood sort of atmosphere of many people at dinner tables, was... it evoked an overwhelming silence.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's hopeful.
Yes, it is, which says that the onanastic sort of approach to building expression, I won't say architectural, because in my mind... Zaha is not an architect. She's a sculptress.
And a good one. I like her sculptures.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily buildings.
No, they're not buildings, to my mind. They're sculptures.
Yeah.
But the Sterling response there in the hall was resounding silence, which I know is an oxymoron. It's,
Well, you know, they say silence can be deafening. And I will tell you this, what you're pulling out of this thing is quite true, that at the end of the day, we've all had our noses rubbed in the myopia of our academies and of the celebrants, the architects of those academies.
Yeah.
And it, through work like yours and work like the book Staying Put and work like the Congress of Residential Architecture, that we can bring back the music and the life and the complexity that can make architecture mean much more than it does to the vast majority of people in the world.
Where everything counts. And by the way, people, we're minding everything and we're trying to bring everything into your life. Not just a single statement of a wacky space, but how you live, how we raise the level of discourse about how you live, how we facilitate how you live. That you speak to it. A great, great extent in your book, Staying Put, Remodel Your House to Get the Home You Want by Duo Dickinson, published by Taunton Press. You can find it on Amazon right now in November. You will find it in your local bookstore in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Duo. Keep the faith, man.
Always a pleasure. You
are Thank
the
you. This is Burning Down the House. I'm Curtis B. Wayne. Thank you for listening. Do keep the faith. We'll be back soon with another episode.